Presented live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. The best tea in the city. On kaya959. On the street. On the air. On kaya959.
Hey, welcome to the show. It is the best in the city. Thanks again to Sammy T for holding fort as we're getting ready for the new chapter that begins next week, Monday. Now, excuse me. Welcome to the show. This is the best in the city. Now, isn't it interesting that as you grow older, what was once your dating deal breaker is fast becoming a, no, I can tolerate that. We once spoke about dating deal breakers, so today is dating deal breakers 2. What was once your deal breaker, but you are fast reconsidering. When thinking of an ideal partner, you have a list, right, of the things, the must-haves, the must-haves. But like most things in life, over the years, the idea of what an ideal relationship is changes. So you either change what kind of relationship you want, or you change your ideal deal breakers. And not because you're settling. No. Because, like, you patrakile, man. How else do you say it? Impatrakile, leading. Hey, wena, how did you get here? Hi. You're not even my type. But yo, we are nyisanyisa. You see? Your deal breaker's right there. Revisited. What was once your deal breaker and you are fast reconsidering? Talk to me.
The best tea in the city.
For me, my deal breaker was cheating, but now I seem to be relaxed when it comes to that. You know, I've given the person a second and third chances. I was cheated on in 2020, but now at least they're showing remorse and they're showing that, you know, they've changed, you know. I don't know if that is the case, but yeah, cheating was my deal breaker.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
You're on the street, you're on the air. It is car 959, and this is Mthunzi with Mlindoba Ninge. Before that, Unomfundomo, Soft Life. Haha. I grew up at a Soft Life. Yeah. And that sort of informed your deal breakers. We talk about dating deal breakers 2, as in part 2. On your list, you had funny. You had good looking, you had smart. I mean, these were like part of your must-haves. Your deal breakers were poor hygiene. Lazy. No. No. That's what part of your deal breaker. Yo, munamakaba. Yo. Not appealing for not appealing to you at first. But what was once a deal breaker has changed over time because, like anything, like any individual, we evolve. Things we never used to tolerate, we now learned to love. Not because you're settling, because you're getting wiser. What was once your deal breaker and you are fast reconsidering? Hashtag dating deal breakers 2.
The best tea in the city.
It is hashtag deal breakers 2. What was once your deal breaker is now something you're fast reconsidering, like Himson. Hey, Matiba. And I don't want to use the word he used. He said hate, but no, I think that's too strong. I didn't like Abu Cherry with a flat booty. Ishwapa. Hey, they are so sweet, those ones, eh? He says. I think they're compensating for the lack of Isuka. The executive, on the other hand, says, I never wanted Abombali. Dark-skinned girls. I stayed away till I met my wife and I realized I wasted my time. Kosiam! Like Music Soldier said, love, there's so many things I gotta tell ya. Arbona, Uncle T, Munna Wangami. Enlightened complexion was a no-no. But a maturity reminded me that there's no such a thing as a deal breaker. Faith, buena?
Yo, Mr. T, me, I honestly am loyal. There is no way. I met the opposite of what I am in terms of cleanliness. This guy, even the plate when he eats, even Jose Aloli, Mr. T, keep on saying this guy, and he murata.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
Like I said, what was once your deal breaker, you are fast reconsidering, hence hashtag dating deal breakers 2.
you used to have a deal breaker. Anyone who conflicts or who doesn't see eye to eye with your values,
it was a no-no.
Is a married guy still a deal breaker, sister girl? Even when he has his wife's consent and permission to get you as a second wife?
Just asking.
Two, inconsistency was once a deal breaker. You are particular about access and having constant contact with your person. Here he is now, a taxi owner, constantly out of town working, but you are well taken care of. It is not as consistent as you would love it, but you are loved. Deal breakers too? The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on hashtag dating deal breakers too. The things that you are fast reconsidering. Why? Because Akiri, we are cooler. Maturity. Poor hygiene. A filthy guy was once a no-no for you, girl. Until you realized he's self-employed as a mechanic and very successful at that. Is he still not your type?
The best tea in the city.
Asqaleni ngawe Makhumal.
Yebo.
Mtunga Mkulas.
Yes, sir.
You once had a list.
Hey.
A long list.
Yay.
Of deal breakers.
Man.
Wakula ntombi.
You know, when you are young, it's nice because the world is your oyster.
That's right.
You can be firm unerring about your deal breakers because, fella, you have options, eh?
Okay.
And there are many options. And then, ukuke, eh? Pool dating pool. Potentials become very scarce.
Dage.
And you need to start minimizing that list. 8 months was long. I was never obviously going to date someone who drinks any alcohol.
Oh, yes, yeah.
That changed.
That's right.
I was never going to date someone younger than me, ever.
Yeah.
That changed.
That's right.
I was never going to date somebody who has children and they are under 16 because they are still living at home and, they need to be parented.
That's right.
That's changed.
That's right.
Hey, who belong upon you, man?
Is it you settling or is it maturity?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
But also you do become a little bit more mature because you realize that all these people that you've drawn up in your head, they only exist there in your head alone. In real life, people like that do not exist. So you need to settle a little bit and you also need to mature and realize that you can't create the perfect man in your head and find him.
Perfect is what you make it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Mahadab is taking notes.
You, me, I've been humbled. The dating game.
That's humbled me.
Jolo will humble you.
Yeah.
I was also like, Angie, a long laundry list of deal breakers. But I found that, just like Angie, I feel that it's not settling as such, but being more realistic of who people are.
Right.
When you start to understand yourself as a person, then you also understand that, you know what, in some cases, people cannot actually reach those expectations that you have
because
they are unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, people have lives. And so, yeah, deal breakers change.
Give me one that you had to reconsider.
One that I had to reconsider. But I feel for me, it hasn't been at the beginning so much. It's been through the relationship that I was like, you know what? I'm not going to deal with this. And I feel like for me, it's sort of like being a prisoner in the relationship where you feel like you have to stay in this relationship because of that other person so-called needs you. That codependency thing of without you, who will I be in this world?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know what? As single, when you are your own person, you don't have to... You don't feel that, like, need for another person.
Mm-hmm.
So, as they say, you know, when they give you that relationship advice, that
it's
two whole people who come together.
That's right.
Not two halves.
Yes.
That's relationships for me.
That's right. And you're right. I think you're raising a very interesting perspective as well. Sometimes you can, and it can go either way. Hey, Makumalo, they tick all the boxes, you meet them, and once they are here, you realize, No. I went with aesthetics, no.
The reality of it.
Yeah, and then the vice versa of that happens. They don't tick all the boxes, but oh my goodness.
But together.
The quality here is something else.
Absolutely.
Or it's a hybrid.
Yes.
They are here, and then you realize what I like about you outweighs the things I don't like.
That I don't like.
And then on the I don't like side,
there's two deal breakers that I would have never accommodated, but because
this outweighs this.
You got what I mean? Sure. You end up saying, no, I'd rather stick and make it work.
Yeah.
What are your deal breakers that you have now have found yourself reconsidering? Not because you're settling, because of maturity.
The best tea in the city.
You're asking, we're talking about what? We talk about the dating deal breakers too. For the first time talking about this, hence we're saying, hey, let's revisit this conversation. And it's a topic about accommodating things that you never thought you would be able to. And when you look at it, you're like, what happened to me? Maybe maturity happened or love happened. What was once a deal breaker can easily become a charm for you now that you are older.
My dating deal breaker is somebody who is not on my level in terms of net worth, in terms of ambition, in terms of really doing what we need to do to break the generational curse. And the reason is not because I want to be blessed. No, I can bless myself beautifully. But I don't want to feel bad for blessing myself. You know what I mean? Like, if I want to go buy myself a Porsche, I can't feel like, now I'm like, yo, what is the guy like, you know? No.
Google, what you haven't answered is, we know what your deal breakers are, but have they changed? Purely because of maturity or love?
Yo, I never thought I would date someone who smokes, a smoking guy. Yeah. I never. I always said I will never date someone who smokes because the smell of cigarette is just unbearable. So I found myself.
Thank you.
Yeah. It is what it is.
I wonder it is what it is. Kill it, Toman.
Yo, Nane, when I'm telling them, don't fit in. Short guys, no, I'm tall. Go again. Tell me, Alas, you will fully want to know about the pain.
That's
right.
That's right.
What can I say?
That's right.
Tell me, I'm telling my short man, I love you.
Thank
you,
MJ.
Now my deal breaker, I never thought in my wildest dream I dated someone on a long one. Yeah, yes. But then, yeah, keep it's one of those.
What's off if he let that?
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
My deal breaker when it comes to dating is and was short man. I honestly, I can't. I can't. But the one deal breaker that changed is good looks, you know. I used to believe that one should be nice and light skin, date a light skin guy. Yeah, but ish, now I go for black cats.
Yes.
And that's the deal breaker that I changed. I used to hate dark guys, but now the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Thank you, Mary. Pindi?
Now it's again. It's the opposite. Opposite. Yo, ukaine. Uyizapa. Yazini, magaza. Uyakhafaza. Uyachitha. Emakhushinini. Emsofeni. Gumet. Hey, lo muntu uyizapa, nkosi yami. Hey, mara ngimuthanda anjalo, Mr. T. Opposite yami, Mr. T. Kodwa ngimuthanda njalo.
All right. Mphosa, hi.
Brati, ormo.
Non-racial schools me out.
Listen, brati, my deal breaker is in Falaguma.
What made you change?
I guess I attracted most. Maybe Skela. I blame you, Jay Brati. I blame you, Jay Brati. Because you, Jay, then many years ago, and the let's
Yeah.
You had to go to the mines, but I had an opportunity to go into VetTech and UJ. Then when I worked, I met my wife, hashtag more children on TV, that's her. And now we're singamla. But Ali, I'm going to ask you to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to do it.
Bengicela ukuremain anonymous. Bona bengithi angiyifuni indoda enomkhaba, angiyifuni indoda enempandlane. Guess what? I'm married to him for 26 years and I've never been happier. Yeah, a deal breaker. Out the window.
Exactly, Lizzie.
Na my deal breaker go relationship ne le mokaiman o sa tseng ho bua sekgowa hantle. Hai, o jwetse he monna e dulang le ena. Hai, o sebeletsa contract e. Hey, ke ra qala bua molomo sekgowa sa hai.
That's right.
Ke tshega every day. Mara ka re lerato ke lerato. Ke mo accommodate-ile, ke dula le ena ntse le jalo. Re mamele sona sekgowa seo sa mapolokisi or go thuang ha ke se sa di-contract-eng.
Thank you. Hello, Rose. I am good.
Brett, I don't know if it's age or if basically it's maturity and love that will humble you, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I used to hate smoke, and I'm very good at detecting that. Wagan, like, no, and I'm so all over him. Hakare, you know what he does? To be like, give me wine. Because I can't wait to wine with somebody smoking. Just wine. I'm like, yo. And let me tell you, ne, come up in room. I'm still over him. And at that time before, I couldn't even let someone who smokes just closer to me.
Yes.
But now, love and maturity just humbled me just like that. I love him dearly.
Bubble, it's about a love, ne, will deafen all the senses.
Bona, Great show.
Raul Emuela, Rosie. Mubulao, hi. Mubulao.
Travel. I swore I would never go younger. And for some reason lately, I'm attracting the young guys. Now, there's this guy who just put in my radar.
Yeah.
He is the male version of me.
Yeah.
Loves music. He's tall. He's got the kind of eyes that you can drown in. Lord forgive me, I'm about to sing with this guy. When I look at the age gap, it's about 10. But yes, see, this guy is mature. Everything that I've ever needed, he ticks all the right boxes. I got that. Pray for me.
No. Please say it in Venda. Bye-bye. Wow, Cindy.
I mean, my list is still the same. I haven't changed. I can't. I'm an English style. I'm a tidy person. I don't fish. I don't know. No pudding, chair, whip, swing. I am dizzy.
And you pay Tim Manigalis's card. Yes, Dean. I say, in the same fish, I'm in Molil. Gandhi, Lomundlo is owning a hardware store and they like to be hands-on. They are the employer. You will never run short of cash in your house. The cash is flowing.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.